This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
While we wait for the House and Senate to make up their minds on immigration reform, they've been celebrating one particular group of immigrants in the UK this past week. That's not to say there is intention over there about newcomers to British soil, but if you go back a ways, all right, a long ways back, you find the Huguenots, or as the Brits say, the Huguenots, French Protestants who, if history is a guide, have been some of England's most successful arrivals. From London, here's Stephen Beard.
The bells of Christchurch Spitalfields in East London. Back in the 18th century, they served as a giant alarm clock. At a quarter to six in the morning, 6 days a week, the bells woke the Huguenot silk weavers who'd settled here and sent them scurrying to their looms. Work and religion interwoven in the fabric of their lives.
They were industrious. They had the Protestant work ethic. They were thrifty, conscientious, family-orientated.
And numerous. 50,000 of them arrived in London when England's total population was just 5 million. Charlie De Vette is a Huguenot descendant who lives just around the corner from Christchurch. She says the Protestant Huguenots who were fleeing persecution in 17th century Catholic France gave birth to Britain's silk industry.
Often people say they were the first refugees, and many people say they were the ideal refugees. They would work longer, harder, better. So the Protestant work ethic is really all about doing your job 110% and more.
Would you like to gather round, please? Gather round! Now we're going on the Spitalfields Weavers Walk to commemorate the Huguenot weavers.
This guided tour was part of the first Huguenot festival. An exhibition in Spitalfields Market thronged with people proudly claiming a connection with one of Britain's most successful immigrant groups.
Well, I'm an 11th generation Huguenot.
Stan Rondeau, a retired printer, was delighted when he discovered his Huguenot roots.
Yes, it's certainly given me something to sort of crow about, as it were. You know, I've done a hell of a lot of research, and I've even written a little book, which I've called The Rondeaus of Spitalfields, an everyday story of Huguenot folk. It's not bad, is it?
And there was 83-year-old Beryl Bugler.
I'm a Huguenot from the Boglers. Came over in 1568, apparently.
How do you feel about that Huguenot connection?
I think it's splendid. My father always taught me to be very proud of it.
The most popular stand at the exhibition offered to trace visitors' family trees.
What was the name?
Dyett, D-Y-E.
And his first name, sorry.
Although Julie Dyett was not sure her father would be thrilled to discover a French family connection.
I think my dad would be a bit upset because all he kept saying was, I hate garlic. Don't give me anything with garlic.
Don't like the
it.
French.
No.
Given the ancient hostility between the English and the French, it seems extraordinary that so many French people could arrive here in the 17th century, settle down and prosper. But they were fellow Protestants, and they quickly won respect, says TV historian and local resident Dan Cruikshank.
Here are people who come in, you know, in extremely difficult circumstances, through intelligent and skilled created industry, set a model for hard work, and hard work in a righteous and godly manner.
Within a decade of arriving, Huguenots were involved in setting up England's first central bank, and they swiftly spread into many other businesses, helping to fuel the Industrial Revolution. As so often with immigration, the native country's loss was the host country's gain. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.